This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White with KCBX News. A building abandoned for decades in one San Luis Obispo community could soon be restored as supportive housing for people with mental illness. But as KCBX reporter Karen Garcia explains, this project is facing opposition from its neighbors.
We're walking through scattered pieces of broken glass and gravel that surround an area behind what was once called Sunny Acres, now known as Bishop Street Studios, though the studios are not yet complete. The glass is left behind by people taking advantage of this property that has sat abandoned for 40 years. Local nonprofit Transitions Mental Health Association submitted a housing permit application in June as part of its plan to restore the facility as well as construct two more buildings to create a total of 34 studio and one-bedroom apartments for people with mental illness. It's called supportive housing, and it's receiving opposition from the neighboring community. The home of Lanny Hernandez butts right up to the property, and he says
some of the young families are scared to death of what might happen because of the kinds of people and their history who will be in that facility.
He says he and many of his neighbors strongly support what Transitions does, but he feels the organization's lack of information about this facility's future residents is concerning, and he doesn't believe Transitions has any vision for the development. Hernandez says neighbors would prefer to see creative space where artists could collaborate and work together. Jill Bolster-White is the project's executive director and says her team wants the community to be comfortable with the plan and believes they can achieve that by educating neighbors about mental illness. Part of that effort has included introducing neighbors to residents of other similar programs. She says it's important to dispel myths about mental illness because that's what drives misunderstanding.
People with mental illness have the exact same goals as the rest of us in terms of a good relationship and connection to family, a place to live, meaningful, purposeful work or activity.
The plan calls for future project residents to have case managers and support groups. White says the residents would be mostly self-sufficient, but just need affordable housing to get the rest of the way.
These are people who already live in the community. These are people who live in their neighborhoods, and they've grown up here. Maybe they're living with their parents, and they're looking for that next step.
Development manager Michael Kaplan says Transitions has a solid plan to bring the building back to its original intention.
We're going to rehabilitate it, we're going to add some new buildings, and we're going to turn it once again into a community resource that really benefits people. And to me, that is such a win-win. That's the vision right there.
And Larry Rosenthal, a housing and urban policy professor at UC Berkeley, says design plays a big factor in neighborhood acceptance. He says studies show there are now many supportive homes and buildings in various communities that house formerly institutionalized people, and many neighbors don't even know it.
One thing that I would ask folks who find themselves resisting this proposal, how can you be sure supportive housing isn't already operating in your neighborhood?
He says it's important to design supportive housing so that it matches the fabric of the community, which leads to more neighborhood support. Transitions is hoping to gain approval near the end of the year for its permit application, at which point construction could begin. Executive Director White says the Bishop Street Studios alone would increase supportive housing in San Luis Obispo County by 20%. Karen Garcia, KCBX News.